Welcome to today's People's Bank, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Holly Shelford, Youth Services Librarian at the Knoxville Public Library, as we talk about children's programs for the month of June. I'm at the Knoxville Public Library, and my guest today on Let's Talk is Holly. Holly, you are the Youth Services Librarian at the Knoxville Public Library, and how many years have you had that job?
I've been here for 16 years.
And what age groups do you work with?
I work with birth up through age 18.
Wow, that's quite a range.
Yes, it's a great range, though.
Okay. You've already started the summer reading program, is that correct?
That is correct. We started it on May 30th.
And how long does that go?
We run our program from May 30th all the way through July 12th.
And do they document it themselves? Or?
They do. This year, our theme is called Find Your Voice. And so what they would need to do is they're going to get a reading log, and they're going to read for 20 minutes for 30 days in that time frame. And then if they read for their 30 days during July 10th, 11th, and 12th, they'll bring their reading logs back here to the Knoxville Public Library and turn them in to collect all the prizes that they have earned.
That sounds nice.
It is. It's always fun. I know they look forward to getting their prize bags and stuff. And so this year we're changing it up a little bit. They'll hold on to their reading logs when they complete them until that July 10th, 11th, and 12th date. Then they get to bring them in and then get their prize bags immediately.
On the library calendar, June is one busy, busy month.
Very busy.
Can you talk about what programs you have involved in June?
Yes, so we have that June calendar out. So again, we always have story times during the summer. They just range on various times and dates. So whatever age child that you have, you'll just need to check out the calendar to see what day their story time is on. So we have lots of story times planned. We also have some big programs coming here to the Knoxville Public Library for the summer program. Our first one would be on June 7th and is called Express Your Mess with Will Stuck. He is an educator who works with music education. He tells stories, he incorporates science in his act, and he's just fantastic with the kids. We have a really good time with him, and we're looking forward to having him here at 10 a.m. And that's he's fun for all ages to come and see. Then we also have our story walk going on. This year, we actually have our permanent story walk up. It is located behind the Knoxville Community Hospital on the walking trail. And so starting June 9th, that will be something that you'll be able to go read a story out there. We also have a program called Twisted Bouquet. It is storytelling with balloons. Again, a family fun happening June 12th at 4 p.m.
And what is that all about?
So what she is from Eastern Iowa, and she comes and reads and tells stories. But she, instead of using puppets or maybe a toy, she uses balloons. She creates balloon arts and the characters out of balloons, and she tells a story. And it's very interactive. She'll have volunteers from the crowd that will come up and be some of those actors that will be dressed in their balloon character, maybe a vest or a hat type thing. So we're really looking forward to having her. She's really good at her skill.
Is that a certain age group for that one?
Again, we put that down that that's great family fun because it is so fascinating. She's very talented. So, yes, I'm encouraging, grandparents to bring their kids, mom and dad come with their kids. That's a great family activity to participate in.
And what's next on the calendar?
We also am doing board games for those 3rd through 5th graders, those 6th through 12th graders to come. And they're on different days throughout June and July. So, again, just check your calendar. We're having a little dance party for our movers and shakers for ages 3 through 6 here on June the 15th. And all we're doing is we're having a great story time, but we're not doing stories. We're just singing songs and dancing up a storm here. So we're really looking forward to all of that.
That looks like fun for little kids.
It will. They love to dance. They love to use all the dance instruments. And so that's what we'll be doing during that one. Then on June the 16th, we will start our scavenger hunt game activity where you can go around the square and locate some things and turn that in for a drawing and prizes.
And that's the 16th, you said?
That is the 16th, yep, the scavenger hunt. We also have some other big activities coming up. Family bingo night on June the 19th at 6:30. We have a magic show with Rick Eugene on June the 22nd happening here. We also have on June the 26th a new performer called Tim. His name is Tim Reed. He's going to do My Very Silly Monster, A Very Silly Story Time. And he's kind of a cartoonist. So he will be making a cartoon and telling a story with the input of all the kids that will be participating. So I'm really excited for the kids to get to see him and his, again, his talent.
And that's titled My Very Silly Monster.
Yes, that is how he started. He actually has wrote several books out, so you could look up My Very Silly Monster and see what he is, some of his books. He's actually from Ames, Iowa, so he's a local person that we get to bring here as a performer, and that's at 10 a.m. We're just gonna have a fun day here where you could come on the 27th, chalk up our sidewalks, and then we're gonna in June with a movie and a popcorn day. And we hope everybody can come and join us for that day.
And it's a movie that people should know, especially.
It is a movie that people can know. Because of Disney rights, I can't say the movie.
Can I
but
say
I
it?
Can say Hans Christian Andersen wrote a story called The Little Mermaid, and we're going to follow it up with a great film of that, the original film. So that will be really fun, yes.
And that's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It ties in really well with our theme, Find Your Voice.
And is there anything else you want to add before we close? We're running out of time.
Nope, just to let know that we everybody can participate in the summer reading program starting at 6 months. We even have a program for the adults. They can come and get the reading log. So if you don't have a reading log, stop in, go to our website, download it, however you need to get a reading log, and get started.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Holly. You do a great job with these kids, and thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you very much. I really enjoy my job.
Thank you. Thanks to Holly Shelford for joining us on today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knia.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.